number one news and talk station.
You'll remember a week or two ago, I spoke to a Beijing Paralympic medalist, track and cycling, that was Gavin Kilpatrick, who was in training, participating a race for the 2018 Cape Town Discovery Triathlon World Cup that took place last weekend. And he was going to be racing along with his partner, Michael Harris, because Gavin is got a sight impairment situation. Michael Harris is joining us on the line from Constantia. Michael, did Gavin behave? Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Yes, he did behave. Yeah, we had a reasonably good run. Didn't always, you know, didn't all go as expected, which is always the risk on a race day. But you know, we had a fairly good race.
When you say it didn't all go as expected, what do you mean?
We had a great swim, and our first transition, that's getting out of our wetsuit and onto the bike, went very well. And we got onto the bike, and after about 2 kilometres, the chain wrapped around this chain stay at the back wheel and locked, and so we had to get off and take that off. Yeah,
and that's the kind of thing you can't. I mean, I suppose it is a race, so therefore you should be prepared for all eventuality. But it's not something you necessarily factor into your planning when it comes to training, right?
We couldn't replicate that if we tried.
But the experience, though, was still an extraordinary one, I would imagine, Michael, for you as well.
We did have a great experience. I mean, you know, that little thing cost us 2 minutes, but we sort of did our best to try and catch up after that. And the run wasn't great either, but again, that was an on-the-day thing. You know, the negatives of the race, the things that didn't go well, were on-the-day things. There's stuff that happens on the day, and there's nothing you can do to prevent it other than, you know, think about how you can deal with it in the future. So we on the whole, very happy with the way it went. Gavin did really well, and no major instance accidents and stuff that we can, you know, take forward and hopefully improve on.
And how much of, I suppose, the later on the day challenges that you experienced were influenced by the first thing that happened on the day? I mean, if the chain thing, for example, happened quite early on in your race, that would impact potentially on your running, you know, and all that kind of thing. It has a domino effect.
Yes, I mean, it's quite possible we pushed too hard on the bike section, and then when it came to the run, Gavin got a stitch, which is entirely possible that it's related to us pushing too hard on the bike to try and catch up.
Where is the next race, Michael?
The next race, we are potentially looking at going to nationals in March. I don't know if we're going to be, how competitive we're going to be there, but we certainly want to give it a try. Compared to the guy who won, David, who we mentioned 2 weeks ago, we were about 7 minutes off, but we reckon we can take about 5 minutes out of that. So, you know, we'll be that much closer.
Michael, just for a moment, I mean, you make it sound and seem like it's quite an easy thing. I mean, shaving 5 minutes off of somebody's lead over you is going to take extraordinary training on your part,
well,
right?
If you look at the two areas that we didn't do so well on, the run, we lost about 5 minutes out of even training runs. And the cycle, about 4 minutes out of even training runs. And the cycle, we lost on that technical 2.5 minutes. So, yes, it does sound, I do make it sound a little bit easy. But, you know, if we look at our times during training and in previous races, and compare them to how we did in this particular one. There are sections that we can easily take time out of.
Sure.
The last 2 minutes, we would have to be better in the swim, and yes, that's going to take a fair amount of effort to improve that one.
You said nationals in March. Where are those taking place?
Yep. They're taking place at Marshallsport in Bloemfontein.
In Bloemfontein, okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, as an event, because obviously it is the first of the World Series, quite frankly, World Cup, the Triathlon World Cup. Obviously, Cape Town has some special, unique things about it, including the swim happening in a working harbour, which is either very exciting or terrifying, depending on which way you look at it. But I get the impression from people who were either participating on the race or visiting to come and support friends who were racing that it was another extraordinary event put on by Cape Town.
It was a fantastic event put on by Cape Town. You know, it was well organized. I think there's a lot of support from the city. Gavin and I were at the press conference, and they put a lot of effort into, you know, making a world-class event, something that both competitors and spectators will enjoy, and also puts the city on the map.
Well done to you and Gavin Michael. We were not able to get hold of him this morning, which is why we're only talking to you. Cool. But I'm looking forward to you doing enough to make it to Bloemfontein in March and shaving off those 5 minutes. I'd love to witness that.
Great. Thanks, Africa.
Michael Harris, thank you very much for your time this morning. He was racing alongside Gavin Kilpatrick, who suffers from a rare sight condition known as Stargardt's disease, which results in the steady degeneration of one's central vision, thus making the extreme experience of such events near impossible. And Michael and Gavin have a really trust-based relationship that allows them to do what it is that they're doing. Well done to them, despite those challenges, on-the-day challenges that you really just cannot foresee. And I hope, I wish them all the best in trying to, I suppose, train for the Nationals, which will be happening in Bloemfontein.